Friends in Christ, this past Thursday was the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua, and he is the fourth most popular saint of all time. You probably know why. He finds lost things for us. I usually am calling upon him sometime every week because I lose something. Well, sometime in early May, I called upon St. Anthony of Padua because it was a beautiful day, one of the first beautiful days we had in the season, and I happened to be off that day. So I decided to take out my kayak for the first time this season. And I got everything all ready, got my kayak mounted in my car, and was all ready to go. And then I realized, oh, I need my life jacket. I always wear a life jacket. And I remembered I had gotten a new life jacket for Christmas. Some good friends of mine gave me a beautiful top-of-the-line life jacket made especially for kayakers. So I was all excited to use my new life jacket. So I went and looked for it and looked, couldn't find it. So, of course, I called on St. Anthony of Padua, and he didn't come through this time. At least not right away. So that day, it was not a failure. I found my old life jacket, so I still went out kayaking that day, but I thought, where is that nice life jacket? So I kept praying to St. Anthony of Padua every day, and finally, after 2 weeks, I had an inspiration. I thought, I'm going to go back to the garage. It's got to be in there. And I looked inside my kayak. It was not there. And then I saw Father Paul's boat. And I thought, I'm going to look in his boat. And there was my life jacket. Now, how did it get there? Not making any accusations. Could have been an angel that put it there. Who knows? But anyway, I thanked Anthony of Padua for helping me find my nice kayak. Losing a top-of-the-line life jacket is a bad thing, but much worse is losing our identity, losing our identity as Christians. This feast of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is really about us. It's about God, of course. But it's about us and our identity. Because you and I are created in the image and likeness of God, who reveals himself as a community of life and of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we are baptized, we are given a new identity as a child of God. And sadly, many Christians have lost their identity. They don't remember that they are children of God. Today we celebrate, of course, Father's Day. And we can ask the question, do you know who your father is? Because if you know who your father is, you know who you are. We all take our identity from our father. We take our father's name, last name. Whenever I go to a gathering of relatives, invariably they say, oh, Cousin Mike, you look so much like your father. We take our identity from our father. Father, God our father. So I'd like to tell you a little true story about a little boy who lost his identity but then found it. It happened in Tennessee in the late 19th century. And this little boy named Ben was born to a single mother. His mother was unmarried, and he didn't know who his father was as he was growing up. And in Tennessee in the 19th century, it was quite a stigma to not have a father. And this little boy, as he grew up, went to school, He would be mocked at school. He would be teased. His classmates would say, "Hey, Ben, who is your daddy?" He felt really sad. Even about town, the adults would mock him and say, "Little boy, who is your daddy?" Ben longed for a father. And he used to go to church often to pray that someday he would find his father. But he would always go, when he went to services, he would always go late and leave early, kind of like what some people do. But he did that because he didn't want to run into anybody, because they would ask him, they would tease him, they would mock him. And he didn't like that. So he would kind of sneak in late and sneak out early. Well, one day a new pastor came to that church, and towards the end of the service, he saw the little boy sneaking out, and he said, "Little boy, who is your daddy?" And there was total silence. The congregation was stunned. And the pastor was smart enough to realize what was going on. And so he called the little boy over to him, and he said, "Little boy, I know who your dad is, and I know who you are." And the little boy was stunned. He stared at him, and he thought, "What, could he have found my dad?" And then the pastor said, "Your daddy has given you a great inheritance. And I know who your dad is because he's my dad too. He's God, our Father. And he has given you a great inheritance. And you can do great things with that inheritance." And that changed little Ben's life. He smiled for the first time in a long time. And he went out. And he did do great things. He became the governor of Tennessee. Served two terms. Ben Hooper. Have you lost your identity? If you've lost your dad, you've lost your identity. If you're not connected with God, your Father, every day, you will lose your identity. But when we know who we are, when we know that we are created in the image and likeness of God, and we have a Father who is greater than any father on earth, then we know that we can do great things. And maybe you're not called to be the governor of Tennessee. You're probably not. But every one of us is called to be a saint. We're called to be saints. And we can be saints if we know who we are, if we know that we are created in the image and likeness of God, if we know that we live in that blessed communion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And every Mass, when we come and we receive the Son of God at the Holy Eucharist, we are united to the Blessed Trinity through that Holy Communion. We can do great things. We can become saints. Friends, claim your inheritance. Don't lose your identity. Remember who you are, and remember who your dad is.